很高兴的跟大家一同来分享讨论这个主题，认识真教会。
Very glad to study this topic to know the true church with everyone.
我记得当我回到真耶稣教会的时候
，I remember when I returned to the True Jesus Church.
就碰到这个问题。
I encountered this problem.
其实我是在真耶稣教会长大。长到十一岁。
Actually, I grew up in the church until age 11.
后来从十一岁到十六岁，我是无神论者。
From 11 to 16, I was considered an atheist.
那从十六岁到十八岁，那时候我相信神。那时候在圣地亚哥没有聚会，所以我去其他教会。
From age 16 to 18, I believed in God, but there was no church in San Diego, so I went to other denominations.
那我回来教会是因为查考的缘故啊。那时候我是对真教会很反感，可是查考完后知道真教会是按照圣经。
I made a study of our church because I felt I'm strongly against it, but after my study, I returned to the True Jesus Church.
那我记得我回来以后，我就碰到弟兄那时候的社青班吧，那时候是二十年前，就跟我说，这个真教会不一定是唯一的真教会。
This was about 20 years ago, and I remember when I came back to the church, to the working youth class, there were some brothers who mentioned to me that True Jesus Church may not be the only true church.
其他教会也可以得救。
Other churches can also save.
那后来我自己在想了，如果其他教会也可以得救的话，我就不要回来这个教会了。我都在这其他教会嘛。
I was thinking to myself that if other churches can save, I don't need to come back to this church.
那么，所以我就跟他们讨论。我发觉到，在这个很多年轻里面，这个教会里面，有时候将近一半了，这教信徒都会问哦，年轻的都会问。
I discussed with them, and that's when I realized that a lot of youths, a lot of people in the church would question this.
那我发觉到说，很多人有不同的问题。
And I feel that different people have different questions.
所以我等一下我讲完一段时间了，我让大家发表提问题。
Later on, after I have speak to some extent, I will let you ask some questions.
可能是你自己的，还是你跟别人传教的时候碰到的问题，关于真教会都可以来问。
It can be questions that you have yourself or that you have encountered in preaching to others regarding the church.
那我们在这里有传道还有长子也可以帮忙回答。
We have also other ministers here who can help to answer.
那我发觉到是几点呢？为什么人不会相信真教会
？I observed that there are several points as to why people don't believe in the true church.
第一点就是很多人不知道他们在信什么。
First is that a lot of people don't know what they believe.
不是很了解真教会所信的。
They don't actually understand what the True Jesus Church believes in.
怎么说呢?
How do we explain this?
请问大家有没有去过其他教会过?
The question is for everyone here, have you been to other churches?
那有时候有人跟我说信什么宗教信什么教派都一样。
Some people say to me, it does not matter what religion or denomination you believe in.
对不对?有没有听过?反正都是教人做善事。
Have you heard that before? Because they claim that all religions are for good.
对啊，听起来是对的。可是我一听来就知道说，这个人讲这种话是外行人。
So this sounds true from the surface, but as soon as I hear this, I know that this person is actually an outsider.
他对圣经不是很熟。
In regards to understanding of the truth.
对得救的道理不是很熟。
In regards to the way of salvation.
如果说教会只是叫人做善事的话，那的确，不要说基督教，佛教也是一样，大家都一样。
If a church is only about teaching people to do good, then this is just like Buddhism, which also teaches people the same.
那有去过其他教会因为我以前是在其他教会待了两年。
Just like myself, I've been to other churches for about 2 years.
我知道其他教会在信什么。
I know what they believe in.
我在其他教会去很多间，我没有找到一间像这个教会。
I have been to quite a lot of churches and have not found one like ours.
如果我们真的相信真耶稣教会所传的这个十大基本信仰都是按照圣经跟得救有关系的话，那我们都很清楚哪个是真教会。
If we truly believe in the 10 basic beliefs that we have preached in our church, then we would be able to distinguish what the true church is.
如果我们相信这个十大基本信仰是跟得救有关系。
Especially if we believe that these 10 basic beliefs have relationship with our salvation.
你知道就是行家嘛，你知道这个一个古董在外面卖多少钱，你要知道说在其他教会有没有的人在信这种道理。
Just like an antique expert would know the value of the antique, for us to actually know what is out there, we would actually have a clear understanding. 在世界里面
很少人在信安息日是星期六。
There are very few people in the world, who believe that Sabbath actually is Saturday.
除非你不相信守安息日跟得救没关系，那就不要信了。可是如果跟得救有关系的话，那在世界上里面只有几个教派在信安息日。
Especially if you believe that observing the Sabbath is related to your salvation, otherwise, then there is no point to believing this at all.
相信安息日。
The Jews believe in Sabbath observance.
安息日会相信安息日。
The Seventh-day Adventists also believe in the observance of Sabbath.
还有就是我们三个教会最主要了。
As well as us, we are really the three major groups out there.
你再找找看，看看有没有其他人守安息日。
You can try to search to see if there are more than others.
跟安息日会和犹太人守安息日不太一样。
And also, the observance of Sabbath between these groups are different.
那西教里有没有听过说西教跟得救有关系的？你去找找看。
Have you heard of any denomination that claim foot washing is related to our salvation?
有很多教会也不相信得圣灵这个讲方言跟得救有关系。
A lot of churches also do not believe in receiving the Holy Spirit and the speaking in tongue as evidence of having received the Holy Spirit.
所以如果真的相信，知道我们圣经是这样记载的，这样做有根据跟得救有关系，那我们就知道说在外面找不到这种教会。
If we know that there are biblical bases and that we need to believe them as they relate to our salvation. There aren't other churches out there that we can find that do that.
这是第一点。这就是人对真耶教会的十大基本信仰不是很了解。
This is the first thing, is that a lot of people don't understand the basic beliefs about church.
第二，他们对这个教会的观念不太了解。
The second is that their concept of the church is not clear.
什么是教会？
What is a church?
当然我们说这不是教会，不是建筑物，是百姓，神的选民了。
Of course, a church does not refer to the building itself, but rather the people who are redeemed under God.
那怎么成为教会？主耶稣的身体。
And how do we become a church? It is through the body of Christ.
那我们怎么成为教会？主耶稣身体的一部分。
How do we become the church, which is the body of Christ?
我们来看使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Chapter 20, verse 28.
二十八节。
28.
圣灵立你们做全群的基督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎。牧羊神的教会就是他用自己的血所买来的，所以这个教会是用主耶稣的血所买来的。
The church is purchased with the blood of Christ.
这个我们跟其他的教会就不太一样。
This is
对于教会的定义就不太一样。
This is actually the difference in the definition of church between us and other denominations.
在其他的教会，大部分人相信说，我只要心里承认，口里心里相信，口里承认，那我就是。信徒，我就是这个耶稣的身体的一部分。
In other denominations, they say that once I believe in my heart and proclaim with my mouth, then I'm already a part of Christ.
可是依照这个经节是要借着主耶稣宝血。
However, according to this verse, it must be through the blood of Christ.
可是如果一个人没有接受主耶稣宝血，他是不是教会呢？就不是了，按照这个经节。
So for someone who does not go through the blood of Christ, he is not part of the church.
那在其他教会，他们是说，我信的时候，主耶稣宝血就临到我身上。
In other denomination, they also sometimes claim that when I believe, then the blood of Christ already comes upon me.
可是依照圣经在使徒行传二章三十八节。
However, according to Acts chapter 2 verse 28.
三十八节。
Chapter 2 verse 38.
彼得告诉我们说洗礼是叫罪得赦。
Peter said that we actually baptize for the remission of sins.
在希伯来书第九章告诉我们说，如果没有流血，罪不得到赦免。
In Hebrews chapter 9, it tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
那我们相信大家都听过，在洗礼的时候，我们真耶稣教会受洗的时候，有人看到异象，有宝血在里面。
I believe we all heard the testimonies of people who saw blood in their visions during baptism.
所以我们的洗礼得到神的印证，神用神迹奇事来证明我们所行的洗礼是按照圣经有赦罪的功效。
Our baptism has been testified by God with the signs that it has the abidance of God and the efficacy.
所以得到主耶稣宝血是在洗礼的时候。
To receive the blood of Christ means that we are receiving this forgiveness during baptism.
接受洗礼的时候，我们得到宝血的时候是在洗礼。
We receive this blood during baptism.
那如果说我们这个圣经上说有一洗这个如果这个洗礼不按照圣经的话，那我们跟这个其他的洗澡跳到游泳池游泳有什么不一样？
The Bible mentioned that there's only one baptism, so if we don't observe the baptism the same way, and rather we would say we can just swim in the pool, then there's no difference with just swimming in the pool.
所以圣经上有提到洗礼的条件，我们就按着圣经的条件去洗礼，那就对了。
That's why we need to observe the explanation of the Bible in regards to how a baptism is to be held.
所以一个人可能他会慕道很久，相信很久，从来没有受过洗礼，他还按照圣经他还不是耶稣的身体。
A person can be studying the truth for a long time, but if he's not baptized, he's still not a part of the body of Christ.
而且在教会这个教会在依照圣经这个教会有三个条件最基本的。
According to the Bible, there are three very basic elements.
我们来看提摩太前书三章十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
三章十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎么样行。这家就是永生神的殿，神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。这里说教会呢，神的教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Here it says that the house of God is.The pillar and ground of the truth.
意思是说，神的教会是建立在这个真理上。
In other words, the church of God is built upon the truth.
也是在支撑维持真理的。
It is to actually uphold the truth.
所以如果这个得救道理讲错了，这个就不是真理。
So, if we speak wrongly of the truth, then
得救的道理，得救道理。
Speak wrongly of the way of salvation, then it is not the truth.
这个是教会第一个条件要有的。
This is the first requirement of the true church.
第二个条件就是有圣灵。
The second requirement is the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们看雅各书二章二十六节。
Let's turn to James chapter 2 verse 26.
雅各书二章二十六节。
James chapter 2 verse 26.
二章二十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 26.
26节说，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
身体没有灵魂，这个是身体是死的。
A body that is without spirit is dead.
我们的教会跟其他的这个社交这个组织有什么不一样？
What is the difference between our church and other social organization?
教会要有神的灵。
The church must have the Spirit of God.
如果没有神的灵的话，那就是人的团体。
Without the Spirit of God, it is a mere human organization.
耶稣也说过，死人埋葬死人，让死人去埋葬死人。
Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead."
主耶稣身体绝对有他的灵，有他的生命在里面。
But the body of Christ. Must have his spirit.
所以真耶稣教会有圣灵。
That's why the true church would have the Holy Spirit.
希伯来书第二章一到四节。
Also, in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
一到四节。
Verse 1 to 4.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
所以我们当越发慎重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。第二节。Verse 2。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。第三节。Verse 3。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的。 后来是听见的人给我们证实了。第四节。Verse 4。神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，向他们做见证。有时候其他教会说圣经新约已经写好了，不用神迹奇事。其他教会说这个这些人会有神迹奇事，因为说那时候圣经还没写好，新约还没有写好。
So some other people from other denomination claim that miracles happen at that time because the Bible has not been completed. In their church, they lack miracles and signs. That's why they use that to explain there is no need for miracles and signs.
其实在旧约，还有在新约，还有在新约完成后， 使徒照样传道理，门徒照样传道理。主耶稣在马可福音16章16节说：“信的人必有神迹奇事随着他们。”But
we know that with the New and Old Testament, even at the end of the book of Mark, chapter 16, Jesus told his disciples that they shall perform signs and miracles.
所以，一个真的是属神教会，绝对会有这个神迹奇事。Therefore,
for a church that belongs to God, there must be the signs and miracles.
你仔细看。 真的，有些人只是去其他教会听听这个道理，跟我们一样是爱人爱神。When
you actually observe carefully, other people may go to other churches and hear these gospel about loving God and loving man.
这都一样，可是我记得我有次去多伦多教会的时候。These
are all the same on the superficial. One time I went to a Toronto church.
隔壁不久，附近有一间，其实就是隔壁，有一间教会。
There is a church next door to ours.
刚好我在外面看到有一个人就是开门，我就跟他打个招呼，我想跟他传福音，他就介绍，就说把我带进去看看他的会堂。I
happened to see this person that was opening the door, so I made a greeting and wanted to preach the gospel, and he actually talked.
是个女的。
It's a she.
那我 我介绍完以后就问她一句话说，你们基本信仰得救道理是什么？
So after some introduction, then I asked her, what is your basic beliefs?
她就拿一张纸，后来上面写了一些怎么得救给我看。
She then took a piece of paper and showed it to me.
大部分的教会我所看到的是，他们就说要信主，信是第一个。
Majority of denominations, the first thing they claim is that you need to believe.
对，我们也是信的。It
is true, we believe.
可是我发觉到，这个信呢，我们内涵的比较深，不是说像他们所说的，就是信，在那时候信就得救了。But
I noticed that our sense of belief is deeper, and it's not just about the moment that you believe and you shall be saved.
有些教会是说信就是在那刹那。Some
churches claim that when you believe, it depends on that very moment.
可是我们的信就是信到底。But
our belief is until the very end.
就像有一个人问我们说，我们该怎么做才会毕业，从大学毕业。Just
like if someone were to ask us, what shall we do to graduate from college?
我们就是要好好的读书。We
need to study hard.
这好好读书不是我心里相信口里说出我好好读书我就毕业了。This
studying, this studying heart does not mean that we just say in our mouth that we will study hard and thinking that in our heart, and that would be it.
而是要真的是实行出来。Rather,
we really need to act out this studying heart.
那我们忍耐到底，必然得救。If we persist
until the end, we shall be saved.
好，所以这个是第一点，让我们知道说，你把这个条件去比较一下，看看有谁传的全备的真理，有圣灵的同在，又有这个神迹奇事。
this is the first point where we need to look at the requirements of the completeness of the truth people preach, as well as the abundance of the Holy Spirit in addition to the signs and miracles.
到现在我还没找到一间呢，跟这个教会这么独特。
Up until this point, I have not found a church that is as unique as ours.
你去多看几间就知道。
If we actually pay attention, then we would know.
那第二点跟大家分享就是说，我们怎么去跟人家传我们是真教会。
The second point I would like to share is how do we preach about our church as a true church?
我记得这个当我们要传，当我们要说我们是真教会的真教会的时候，就好像这个主耶稣被问说你是不是基督。
When we are about to say that our church is a true church, it reminds me that it's as if when Jesus was asked whether he was Christ.
只要主耶稣说基督啊，人就很反感了。
As soon as he said yes, he was Christ, people were offended.
第一，你骄傲。
First, there was pride.
普通人，你是基督。
You're just an ordinary person. Why would you claim that you are Christ?
今天我们教会不是最大的教派啊。
Today, our church is not the largest denomination.
天主教自称他们是真教会啊，他们也说我是最古老的、最大的。
Roman Catholic Church claim that they are the true church. They are the largest church and the oldest one.
那有一些人呢，有些信徒就是到处跟人家讲，我是真教会，我是真教会。
Some believers would go around telling people that I am in the true church. I'm in the true church.
还提到我是独一真教会。
And some even say that I'm the one and only true church.
还有时候还骂别人家。
Some would even actually chastise others.
真的，我不是说我们不该说我们是真教会。
I'm not saying that we should not claim that we are the true church.
可是主耶稣啊，在讲他是基督的时候，他是不是随便乱跟人家乱讲的？
However, when Christ claimed that he was Christ, he didn't just say it easily.
你仔细看圣经，主耶稣要随便乱讲是他是基督的话，好几次主耶稣要讲，有跟他们讲，有些人拿石头打他。
If you noticed, when Jesus was about to say or was saying that he was being in the danger of being stoned.
我们不一定要是拼命跟别人一直讲说我是真教会才有叫做信心，才是真的说我相信真教会。
We shouldn't think that we need to incessantly tell people that we are the true church in order for that to be considered a true faith.
你觉得怎么样呢？
What do you feel?
那再继续讲，其实是要看情况啊。
Actually, we need to observe
the situation. 比如说，这个人不相信神。
If this person does not believe in God,
你跟他讲这是真教会有什么帮助？
If you tell
him, 他连神都不信了，你也跟他讲真教会。
If you tell him that this is a true church, how is that going to help him? Because he does not even believe in God.
如果他相信真神，那么要相信基督教。
If he already believes in God and is trying to look into the Christian denomination,
那他相信基督教的话。那么他要去了解这个更深入了解这个如何得救。
If he believes in Christianity and is looking for the way to salvation.
那如果他可以接受我们的其他九大基本信仰。
And if he's willing to accept our nine basic beliefs.
那你讲最后第十个真教会，那他就知道说哦，这是真教会，跟其他教会不一样。
When you explain about the last one, then naturally he would think that this is different from the others.
那有时候我们说的太快啊，只是让人家反感啊。
If we speak too quickly, we may actually end up offending people.
就像一个婴孩啊，他在爬，你就说你来跑步吧。
Just like with the infant, it's still trying to crawl, and we are trying to push it to run.
有时候我们也自己体验到有时候父母亲唠叨还是就是。因为是说 do not exasperate your children, 就是说不要惹你的儿女的气。
And we also hear the saying, do not exasperate your children.
那慕道者还没到那个程度，我们就开始逼他说要去接受，那只是反感，到最后他不止不相信了，还离开了。
So when our truth seekers are not ready yet, we cannot overpush them, because that would, at the end, turn them away, possibly.
Okay. 所以这个我们在说的时候啊，要知道时候对不对啊。
We need to know the time to speak or what we need to speak.
就像主耶稣，他也不是到处跟人家讲他是基督。
Just like Jesus Christ did not go around telling everyone that he was Christ.
Okay. 那第三点要跟大家分享的是啊，我们在讲我们是真教会的时候啊，我们还有一些东西要注重。
The third point is that when we are telling others we are the true church, we need to pay attention to something.
我们看马太约翰福音第八章。
Let's refer to John chapter 8.
第八章三十三节。
John chapter 8 verse 33.
约翰福音第八章三十三节。
John chapter 8 verse 33.
约翰福音第八章三十三节和三十九节。
Verse 33 and 39.
他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆啊，你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？我们跳到三十九节。
Verse 39。
三十九节，他们说我们的父就是亚伯拉罕。耶稣说，你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子，就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。在这里是犹太人跟主耶稣在讨，就是在讲，这个主耶稣跟他们讲说，你信我的话会得到真自由，遵守我的话语会得到真自由。
Here Jesus said that if you observe my word, you will be made free.
他们就提到说，我们是亚伯拉罕后裔。
So they replied, "We are Abraham's descendants."
意思说，在那时候神之。神除了拣选亚伯拉罕，有没有拣选其他的人？有没有
？When God chose Abraham, did He choose anyone else?
没有啊。
He did not.
你看圣经看下来的话，如果有的话，变成有两组啊，有个亚伯拉罕的后裔，还有另外一组，可是没有啊。
If we look at the Bible, we don't see two different groups of chosen people.
所以他们在那时候，这个亚伯拉罕后裔是唯一的，也是所谓的教会，真教会。
So that's why there is really only one group of chosen one, and they are the descendants of Abraham.
他们也是真教会啊。
And they are the true church.
那主耶稣就是说跟他们讲说你要遵行真理啊。
And Jesus said to them, "You must observe the truth."
如果你真的是亚伯拉罕后裔的话，那你会行亚伯拉罕所行的事。
If you were truly Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham.
可是到最后呢？我们看四十二节。
But at the end, as recorded in verse 2, 42,
四十三节
and 43,
还四十四节
and 44.
主耶稣说啊，你们的父不是天父啊，你们父是魔鬼啊。
Jesus said, God is not your father, rather, it is the devil.
所以我们有时候读这个约翰福音第八章，我们觉得很无聊。
Sometimes, we read until John chapter 8, we may feel very bored.
可是其实跟我们现今一样我们有一些人说我们真教会用一种自夸骄傲的态度。
But just like today, how we sometimes hear other people say that we are boasting about our church.
我们要记得我们的确真教会，可是不一定说每一个人在真教会都会得救
We need to recognize that even though we are the true church, but not everyone in the church would be saved.
我们看马太福音第三章第九节。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 3, verse 9.
在那时候这些人拜神已经变成很形式上。
At that point, people worship God almost to the point of formality.
那这个施洗约翰在传这悔改的信息。
John the Baptist preached the way of repentance.
第八节说你们要结出果子与悔改的心相称。
Verse 8 says that bear fruits worthy of repentance.
第九节不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗啊。
Verse 9 says, do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father.
我告诉你们神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。第十节。
And verse 10.
现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里所以在这里，他们有一种观念，就是说我是 亚伯拉罕会议，就是问今天有人说我是这个真教会，我是属于耶稣基督。
At that time, they had the concept that we are Abraham's descendant, and just like today, we claim that we are the true church, we have the Christ.
可是我们不结好果子，这个真教会跟我们什么关系？
However,
我们不会得救，我们跟这个真教会是脱离的。
However, if we don't bear good fruit, then what shall we have in the part of salvation? We still cannot be saved.
所以当我们在讲真教会，我们要注重我们自己的行为。
That's why when we are talking about the true church, we need to pay attention to our deeds.
有时候我们说，可是我们行为不好，真的是带给神很多的辱骂。
If we speak but do not have the action to show it, we're actually blaspheming against God.
我们看罗马书第八章的二十三节。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 8, verse 23.
罗马书第八章二十三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 23.
和到二十四节。
To verse 24.
罗马书第八章二十三节。
Romans chapter 8, 23 and 24.
Romans chapter 8.
Romans chapter
8. 23.
Verse 23.
不是第八章，对不起。不，第一章了。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书，不是第一章，二十三章，第二章吧，第二章，对，第二章，对不起，第二章，罗马书第二章二十三节、二十四节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 23 to 24.
所以说，这是保罗跟犹太人所说的话。
This is what Paul said to the Jews.
你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，玷污神吗？二十四节。
24.
神的名啊，在外邦人中啊。因你们受的亵渎，正如经上所记的。当我们在讲我们真教会
，When we are boasting or talking about the true church，
如果我们没有好的行为来证明
，If we do not have good deeds to show it，
只会让人家感觉到说你说你是真的，你绝对是假的。为什么？因为你行为有够糟糕。
Others
是不是
may say that even though you claim you're true。But because of your action, they do not believe you.
如果你信的是真神的话，为什么你不公义，这么贪心，这么这个暴力？
If you say you believe in the true God, then why are you so unfair, or why are you so violent, or why are you doing the wrong thing?
这么会骗人？
Or that you would lie?
那这个简直亵渎，让人家找机会亵渎。
This is actually giving people to be able to blaspheme God.
Right. 我们再看这二十五节和二十六节。
Let's read verse 25 and 26.
保罗就提一件事情给他们。
Paul mentioned one thing to them.
说你若是行律法的，割礼固然与你有益；若是犯律法的，你的割礼就算不得割礼。二十六节。
26.
所以那未受割礼的，若遵守律法的条例。他虽然未受割礼，岂不算是有割礼吗？在这里保罗说啊，如果一个人受割礼，可是他一直违背律法，那不如呢一个人就是说没有受割礼，可是他遵守律法。
So Paul explained that if a person is circumcised but he keeps breaking the law, he is less than a person who's uncircumcised but keeps the righteous requirement of the law.
保罗在这里不是说割礼不重要。
So Paul is not trying to say that circumcision is not important.
我在这里，我不是说受洗不重要。
Here, I'm not saying that baptism is not important.
我们想想看，如果一个人受洗，可是呢一直犯罪不悔改。
If we think about it, if a person is baptized but keeps committing wrong and not repenting,
跟一个人呢，他不知道要受洗，可是他都遵守神的话语，哪个比较好？
Comparing to a person who's not baptized. But is not doing wrong.
哪个比较好？
Which one's better?
这个受洗有两个层意，一个是典礼性的，一个是教训性的。
For baptism itself, there are actually two levels of meaning, and one is at the sacramental level, and one is actually in the spiritual level.
我们需要这两层才能得救啊。
We need both in order to be saved.
我们需要典礼这个奥秘性，使我们最得胜，成为神的儿女。
We need the mystery of the sacrament to remit our sins so that we can become children of God.
洗礼呢？是 的教训性就是过的新生活。
And the teachings of baptism is that we must lead a new life.
如果我们洗礼完继续犯罪，那跟洗礼有没有什么关系？没有啊，我洗礼完洁净了又去犯罪，我还是罪人。
If after baptism we continue to sin, then we are still a sinner.
所以洗礼绝对要有教训性，就是过的新生活。
That's why baptism must have its meaning. That is, it teaches us to lead a new life free of sins.
所以我们不要走极端啊。一方面，不要说我们不是真教会，也不要到另外一个极端说，我都是在真教会，绝对会得救的。
We cannot walk the extreme path, saying that we are the true church, regardless of anything.Or to the other extreme where we don't say anything about us being the true church.
其实有些人他不知道洗礼，所以他不知道啊。我们不要怀种好像他是第二种公民的态度来看他们。
Some people just do not understand about water baptism and its efficacy. We should not treat them as second class citizens.
有些人是因为他的背景被这样子洗脑，还是有这种观念，那我们应该怀着一种怜悯的心呢，有耐心的，借着谦卑和爱心跟他们讲。
Some may have gone through different type of environment, or they could be brainwashed. So we need to harbor a merciful heart to explain to them.
好，所以今天就讨论到三点哈。
So today we discuss the three points.
为什么在我们教会有些人不会相信这个真教会？我们是真教会。
Why in the church some would not believe that we are the true church?
第二就是我们提到我们该如何讲我们是真教会。
The second is we mentioned how we should explain that we are the true church.
第三，当我们讲的时候，我们要注意什么
？And the third is what we should pay attention to when we say that.
不只是这个我们的行为啊，我们的态度也很重要。
It is not just about our action.Our attitude is also very critical.
因为在有时候听到有一些其他的人跟我们说你们很骄傲啊，在讲真教会的时候有点像自夸。
Sometimes others claim that when we talk about the church, are as if we're boasting.
那如果我们会怀着那个谦卑的态度跟他们讲其实这是神的恩典我也是罪人，然后我希望把这个恩典跟你分享。
If, however, we are able to explain to them that I'm also a sinner, and this is because of grace of God that I actually want to share this grace with you.
Okay. 那就会避免一些不需要的控告和误解。
This would prevent unnecessary misunderstanding.
差不多有十分钟时间希望大家可以，我就把它稍微讲一下。如果大家有弟兄姐妹有什么问题，在宣道上还是在牧羊上关于真教会都可以来问。
We have about 10 minutes, so if you have any questions regarding evangelism or pastoral work, you may ask them. There are no questions at all?
没问题，我给你问题哦。
If you don't have any questions, then I'll give you some.
我碰到很多啊。
Because I encounter many.
有没有问题？
Are there any questions?
有人说我们教会是异端。
Some say that our church is a cult.
Yeah, 我最近上网路也看到有一个网站，就说 Let us reason.Okay, 我不知道有没有去过那边也是说我们是异端。
Which
website? Let Us Reason.
Let Us Reason. Oh, recently I went on a website called Let Us Reason, and it says that we are a cult.
那么这个人家要怎么说真的嘴巴在人的脸上啊？
It is, it's true that others are the ones with their own mouth.
可是我们的态度对我来讲我是我们看一下这个路加福音第六章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第六章的二十二节、二十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 22 and 23.
人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。二十三节。当那日
Luke, verse 23.
你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，他们的祖宗代先知也是这样。这是我的态度，关于就是人家说我们是异端。
This is my attitude in regards to feel in responding to people who say that we are cult.
因为他们不了解我们真的我们所信的。
Because they do not believe, they do not understand what we believe.
那我今天也没有做什么坏事，人家就恨我，我是觉得我是异端的传道。
Today I have not done anything wrong, but others hate me because they say that I am the propeller of cult.
Okay, 就这样子。有时候跟他有些人不无知的话，可以跟他们讲，他会相信；有些人是就是已经有先入为主观念很强了，你再怎么跟他解释没有用啊。
Some actually do not understand enough, and those are the people that we can try to explain to. But there are others who are very strong-minded in what they believe in, and those are very difficult to convince.
Okay. 还有没有别的？
Other questions?
他先举手，现在。对。
So the question is that other denomination use this verse to say that he who speaks in tongue edifies himself. So it seems like speaking in tongue is not directly related to... It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a gift and it's not a sign of the... So it's a gift, therefore it is not a requirement of having received the Holy Spirit.
我相信也有弟兄姐妹有很好的解答。我只是通常跟别人讲说，这个方言讲方言，这个讲方言有两种。
So I believe some members will have very good explanation, and the way I see it is that there are two types of speaking in tongues.
十四章十四节，一种是方言祷告。
In chapter 14, verse 4.One type is actually the speaking in tongue.
Pray in tongue.
It praying in tongue.
那不需要翻译。
And that does not need to be interpreted.
因为是对神说的，神了解，不需要翻译。
Because it is something that one speaks to God, and it does not need to be interpreted.
这也是使徒行传第二章第十章，他们都得到那种的方言，可以圣灵为他们代求的方言。
And it is also the Holy Spirit.And the speaking in tongue that is recorded in the book of Acts, where the Spirit is praying for them.
那第二种就是讲道的方言，需要人翻译。
The second type of tongue is the tongue of the prophecy.
讲道。
A tongue.
Preaching sermon. A preaching tongue.
It's preaching in tongue, which needs to be interpreted.
那在这个十四章二十七节，保罗说啊，这个要轮流讲，两三个人最多。
In verse 27, it says that there need to be spoken in turn with two or three at most.
还要翻译。
And it also needs to be interpreted.
那如果没有两种的话，你会跟那个《使徒行传》第二章还有三十第十章、十九章有冲突，因为那时候没有人翻译啊。可是神不是混乱的神啊，那神就让同时很多人在讲方言了。
So from here we can see that there are distinctly two different types of tongue, but only one of these tongues is the one that is mentioned in Acts chapter 2 or 10 or 19, because at that time, no one could interpret the tongue. So if if there aren't two different types of tongue, then those tongue recorded in the book of Acts would not make sense.
Okay, 好，我是这样回答。
And this is how I would explain.
他们可以看得到说的确有两种，但至于他要不要相信，这是另外一回事。
They can see that there are two types of tongue, but whether they believe in that or not, it is up to them.
那大部分的人不太相信，因为这个好像新的观念，他们不知道说方言有两种。
Most people would not be susceptible to accepting this because they wouldn't think that there are two types of tongue.
可是接着慢慢跟他们讲，说不定他会听进去，的确有一种是祷告的方言，另外一种是讲道的方言。
However, if we keep explaining to them, they might actually slowly understand it, accept it, that there is a tongue of praying and a tongue of preaching.
Okay, 好吗？是Selena。
Let me try that. So, 有一位姐妹，她是讲到说，她不敢带她的朋友来，因为她的朋友来教会的原因是，其中就是，她想要来教会找对象。那另外就是这位姐妹呢，她自己本身也没有办法完全相信我们的基本信仰，十大那个基本信仰都是跟救恩有直接的关系。譬如说守安息日，他并不觉得说守安息日是跟我们得救有直接的关系。那还有就是其他的弟兄姐妹也有跟他说，因为他们觉得说跟他们的朋友传了道理，然后他们来听了教会的道理以后，他们会因为这样子被我们教会的真理 做一个审判，那他们觉得说倒不如不跟他们讲，那他们的那个被审判的那个就是不会被审的那么严格了。 Is that right?
所以你的问题是OK，
所以他问题就是说，因为如果我们真的爱这些人的话，那不跟他们传讲我们真理，让他们不会被我们的真，就是圣经的真理来审判的话呢，这个到底对不对？
我稍微再讲一下，因为圣经上有说了，如果听到福音又不相信的，这个人罪更重嘛。因为有些人不知道还不知，就罪比较少；知道以后还不相信，那罪更重。
The Bible says that when you have heard the truth and you reject the truth, then the sin is greater.
第一，这个跟真教会好像脱了节一点点了。
First, this may seem to be disconnected from the truth about the true church.
Well, they're saying they don't want to tell people we are the true church.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. But they don't want to take that
view. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay.
Do you get it? 所以他提的就是说，因为如果我们跟别人讲我们是真教会，那如果他不相信我们就是真教会的话，就会被审判。那倒不如 不要跟他们说我们是真教会，那他们就不会因为我们所讲的被审判。
如果是这种情况的话，通常主耶稣教导我们不要把这个珍珠给狗还是猪。
The Bible actually says that Jesus told us not to give pearls to the pigs.
意思是说，如果这个人你知道他不会相信，因为他其他东西都不相信的，就是说洗礼、安息日都不相信的话，那你再给他多一点，只是他会还会咬你去逼迫你。
So if they are people who do not believe in, for example, baptism or the Sabbath already, then there is no point in us trying to give them more because they might actually come back and bite us.
是不是这样子？你他就不相信，你再给他更多，只是他更生气。
If they already do not believe, then there is no point in giving them more.
这是我的了解。
This is my understanding.
可以吗？OK， 来啊，这个我们请黄传道来回答一下。来，黄传道，你结束这个等一下都代祷，都祷告了。我的了解是他问的问题是说，这个他这个朋友想过来，可是他的动机不对，因为要找男女朋友，那是不是他这样跟他讲说不要来教会，这样对不对？是不是？
不是。这个不知道。
我的了解也是一样的，就说如果是来找女朋友、男朋友，还是这个什么？不过说啊，讲极端点，我来找偷钱了，看大家祷告来偷钱的话，那你会邀请他来？不要了，不会了，对不对？所以也要看动机了。OK，
we need to look at the intention because if we quote a very extreme example where someone wants to come to the church to steal money.When we're praying, for example, we would not actually invite that person to come to church. When we preach, we also need to be shrewd like snakes.
谢谢大家，我相信有很多问题。如果说没有机会发问，也不敢在大众面前发问。聚会完以后，祷告完后，可以私底下再讨论。
So we'd like to thank everyone. If you have any questions that you feel is not comfortable to ask before everyone, please feel free to talk to us afterward. Now we shall pray together, and we ask everyone to please come forward, and we also ask the minister to lay hands.